You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The cap on charter schools in New York is unlikely to be raised this year due to changing political dynamics in the Democratic-led New York State Legislature and opposition from the teachers' union. Capital correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
New York City earlier this year reached the cap on the number of charter schools allowed to open. The limit for the entire state is 460 schools, but a 2015 law restricted the number of new charter schools that could open in the city to 50. Proponents of the schools would like to see the cap lifted, saying there are already long waiting lists of lower-income children who want to attend the schools. Governor Cuomo is a supporter of raising the cap. His spokesman told the New York Post in mid-April that the current cap is an artificial number. New York State United Teachers Vice President Jolene DeBrango says talking about charter school expansion is not the right conversation to have right now. She says public schools face budget votes in just a couple of weeks.
Taxpayers will be going to the polls and voting on school budgets, and they know exactly where their tax dollars are being spent in public schools. A publicly funded charter does not have the same transparency or accountability as our public schools do, and we think the conversation should be around that and not on raising the cap.
Charter schools are not unionized, and they operate under different rules than public schools, often with longer school days and fewer vacations. There are 385 charter schools now operating or who have permits to operate statewide. That's according to figures kept by the State Education Department. Although New York City is at its limit, the rest of the state is still allowed up to 99 new charter schools under the present law. In the past, Cuomo's had political allies in the state legislature who backed charter school expansion. Republicans and independent Democrats in the state Senate were backers. But Republicans lost heavily in the 2018 elections, and they're in the minority in the Senate. And 7 of the 9 members of the Independent Democratic Conference lost their seats in primaries. Majority Party Senate Democrats don't favor increasing charter schools. And the Democratic leader of the Assembly, Carl Hastie, says the proposal is not even on the radar screen in his house.
So I don't have any indication from the members that they want to lift the cap.
DeBrango, with the teachers' union, says the charter schools, many of which are publicly funded, drain resources from public schools. She says education aid was increased by over $1 billion in the latest state budget, but that was only about half of the amount that the State Board of Regents recommended.
Our public schools are underfunded, and we would love to see more money going to public schools because we think we have great public schools here in New York State and phenomenal teachers in them.
Speaker Hastie agrees.
The Assembly Democrats have always wanted to, I'd say, expend their energy and time on traditional public schools.
Meaning that for now, the cap on charter schools stands. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.